Vienna at that time was a marvelous place for a young musician to go to. It had always been a city of pleasure, of frivolity, right back to the Middle Ages. The city was the most crowded city in Europe at the time. It had a population of probably around 250,000. That was, what, 25 times the size of Bonn? At the top of society, there would be endless balls and musical concerts. And then, for the ordinary people in the streets, there would be juggling, acrobats, street music, puppeteers. But there was another side to it. Someone described it as a city of frivolity, but despairing frivolity.
The rulers of Europe were terrified that the French Revolution would spread. In Vienna, the emperor tightened censorship and gave extra powers to the secret police. But instrumental music, the most abstract and least censorable of the arts, flourished.
I think it was recognized from the beginning the extent to which Beethoven was within the whole influence of Mozart and, of course, Haydn. But I think it was also shocking from the beginning what he was doing to that. And people really hated it. I mean, there is no question about the fact that from the beginning, Beethoven's style of playing the piano and his style of composing were repellent.
Comments such as Beethoven's music was harebrained, that it was bizarre, that it was overly complex, that it jolted the listener out of transports. All of these comments came from musicians.
The opening, say, of Opus 10, number 2. As a kind of Haydn-esque quality, I mean, even that is sort of more humorous than Haydn, slightly more rough than Haydn would do, but, and you know, that a little coarser than Haydn, but it still has the Haydn thing. But later in the piece, with the bass that keeps going up. I mean, that's the real Beethoven trick of the middle years, but he's already using it when he's quite young. And this sort of tremendous surge of energy that you get in there. And this was something that people already complained about in Beethoven, this kind of violence that he was doing.